Hildegard was the 10th child in her family and tithed to God at the age of 8, and that the B-side of Allo John, Got a New Motor, was a big hit in the nightclubs of Hamburg. Find out how to keep pests from eating your ripening fruit using the tried and tested Bob Flowerdew method, and when Alec met James, a chance encounter with a twist in the tale. All that and more with me, Liz Barclay, on Sunday evening at 6:15.
Now, books on the BBC. David Tennant stars in Life and Fate. As Krimov recovers from his head wound, he begins to doubt his own beliefs.
Life and Fate. A Hero of the Soviet Union. Stalingrad, November 1942.
Following his thorough subversion and demoralisation of the military subunit under his command, Citizen Grekov then proceeded to commit an act of terrorism. He fired. He deliberately fired at a representative of the party. I believe this man to be an enemy of the state. No. While the military subunit was sleeping, Citizen Grekov discharged his pistol. I, battalion commissar Krimov, was wounded in the head.
And even so, comrades, even so, in the face of all these difficulties, I am proud to announce today, on the very day 25 years to the day that the Winter Palace was stormed, that the revolution began, on this very day, I can announce that the agricultural districts on the East Bank have nevertheless satisfactorily provided their grain quotas towards the great Soviet plan. There have been some slight delays. Those will be dealt with and not repeated. There have been unfortunate reductions in grain supplied by the Zimovnicheski and Kachelnicheski districts, but their workers have provided more than 3,200 enrolled in the militia, of whom over 300 have been decorated for exemplary courage and valour. So, comrades, on this special day, on the 25th anniversary of the revolution, on this very day, I can report to the great Stalin that workers of this oblast have carried out every single one of their obligations to the Soviet state.
Wonderful. Fulfilled all our obligations. Wheat, factory production, grain. Did you hear that?
What about it? Yes, wonderful.
That is true Soviet power. That is why we will never be defeated. Here he comes. Me. Comrade Secretary Pyakin, marvellous speech, marvellous. The achievement, the quotas.
Thank you, comrade, thank you. We've all worked hard for the great Stalin.
Every sacrifice is worth it.
Sacrifice to the Soviet state is the only thing that gives meaning to my life.
Remember 25 years ago, Yuri? Out at the front, the two of us, getting the troops to rise up. To hell with the Tsar!
Krimov, you're here.
Yuri?
Actually, did you ever know anyone by the name of Getmanov?
Sorry?
I need to ask.
In the Ukraine, member of the Bureau of the Central Committee?
That's right.
Why?
I really need to... General Shumilov needs me to... excuse me.
What did he do? Screw his wife or something? I need to get back into the line. I can't stay here.
No, don't go. Look, I have to... They've asked me to speak to you.
What?
Over here. Boss asked me to handle your report about this building 6.1.
Oh.
This Captain Grekov, quite a piece of work.
Did the general say why he didn't want to talk to me himself?
It turns out your brave Spartan's been lucky. I got this through yesterday from Political at the 62nd. Grekov and all his men were killed during the assault on the tractor factory.
All of them?
Hmm. Division nominated him for a posthumous hero of the Soviet Union.
It's terrible.
No, don't worry. We can squash that.
Lucky, you said.
Actually, Special Section reckons he might still be alive.
Really?
We think he may have gone over to the enemy.
The manager? That's ludicrous.
Who?
Nothing.
Anyway, here. Special Section want to have a word.
With me?
We've got to nail down the facts.
Grekov's dead. What else is there to say?
It's Special Section. How are we mere mortals to ever know? Pop in as soon as we get back.
Now we're on this side of the river. There's someone I want to see over up in the city.
You're right. Why do today what you can do tomorrow?
Who bloody wants me now? It's gone...
Stepan Fyodorovich, it's me.
Nikolai?
You don't even recognise me.
Oh, Nikolai Fyodorovich, Nikolai! My dearest, dearest
stop
Nikolai!
Stop it, I'm here.
What are you doing here?
25th celebrations, they brought us all over the river just south of here.
Oh, Nikolai, Collier.
Have you been drinking?
This war, you know what this war's done, what this bloody war's done.
Stepan.
Taken my Marussia. And now Vera.
Vera's?
Over the river there, somewhere. Ah, the girl's a fool. She's over there on her own. She's a stupid fool for love.
What about her husband? When did you...
He's probably dead as well. He's a fighter pilot.
What about...
You think we get letters here? Ludmila? Alexandra? Well, I don't know the first thing about any of them.
Have you heard from Zhenya? Is she...
Kubishev. Kazan? Don't know. Why, you know her.
Yes.
I'm sure she's alive. That's what matters. Hey, Collier? You two, you've got to make up someday.
It's not that step, I
think. What do you think? There's life without pain. Who told you that? Is that your chum Lenin again?
Stepan.
Come on. Come and visit my home. There's a few of us down there. Come on.
You take one of those.
A few of the lads came over from the works. Said we'd have a drink with you.
A few of the lads.
What else are we going to do?
I met a man who'd really appreciate a drink down here.
Get him round.
Captain Grekov has drunk all he's ever going to drink.
Teetotalers, give me the willies. Quiet, all of you. Lads, fill them up. Come on, fill your glasses. Someone a song.
Welcome, brother.
Thank you.
You've seen this with my hands. Skin's right off both sides.
Incendiary?
I know, it's digging out my friend, Anton. Anton Vorobyev, you know him.
I didn't.
I love that man more than my own brother. He was buried by a landmine. I dug him out with these hands.
You look, loved him?
Yeah, more than a brother.
Maybe you did. Except I once worked in an anthracite mine, the boss there. He loved me, I loved him. We drank together. He said to me, you're like a brother to me, even if you are only a miner.
We got rid of all that 25 years ago.
No, he was a boss. Mr. Voskresensky, he respected me. And he had capital of millions.
Is that so, Pavel?
Oh, you're making fun of me now.
Another song. Pavel, sing us that factory song from the old days.
Frenchy chanson song.
That's the one.
The commissar, won't he?
Go ahead.
They used to sing it at the French factory, see? Back when this place used to be called Tsaritsyn.
Yeah, we all know that.
Let's find my way back.
Don't even look for your coat. You're staying right here. I'll make you up a bed here. Pack it around with these crates. Snug as a bug in a fog that he's dug with a mug.
Those fires up there, Stepan. Burning everywhere.
They remind me, I know this is stupid, they make me think of that night. The night we put Vladimir Ilyich to rest. Fires, braziers, candles burning along the road. There's a really harsh frost, dark winter sky over the Strasny Monastery. Lenin's body was taken to the station on a peasant sledge. The runner squeaked. The horses, Krupskaya, following her grey headscarf. All along the road out of Gorky. The memorial fires by the side of the road. Like all the fires up there.
There you are. You lie down there. I'm right here.
We followed the coffin. All of us. Mostovskoy was there with me. He was in tears. We both were. Everyone, we followed the coffin. Bukharin, Kamenev, Zinoviev, Lenin's true heirs. They wouldn't have made speeches about grain quotas.
Need another pillow?
Except now it turns out they were all spies and provocateurs. They all confessed. Stood up in that court and confessed. Zinoviev, he wasn't a spy. Bukharin, he wasn't a saboteur, wasn't an assassin. Grekov was right. None of these people. None of them. I let them take Mostovskoy. I let them take Abuchuk. All my friends arrested. I've been called into Lubyanka. I've written denunciations. I voted with the others. I believed it. I did. I wasn't lying. Why didn't I doubt even once? My God, I saw their wives. I crossed the road. Their children. Some people took them in. How did they? They didn't feel the fear, and the rest of us, party members, we just did nothing, took the pain inside. That's what he meant, isn't it, Grekov? When he said I was suffering. He knew the pain I was in. And what I just said, you must never tell. Sleep well, Stepan.
Up you get, slug a bed. Thought a man like you could hold his drink.
What time is it?
Gone six, and your escort's just arrived outside.
Escort?
They've sent some chaps to see you back safely.
Really?
Citizen Krimov.
What are you doing?
Please hand over your weapon and your personal documents.
What is this?
I take it this is your revolver.
What's going on?
Show me your documents. There's some misunderstanding. It's ridiculous.
Papers, please, Citizen Krimov. You're under arrest.
Life and Fate, a Hero of the Soviet Union, featured David Tennant as Krimov and Kenneth Cranham as Spiridonov. And at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, the Germans are finally defeated at Stalingrad. And you can read Andrew Marr's blog about Grossman's life and fate on the Radio 4 website. In a couple of minutes, Jonathan Dimbleby presents tonight's Any Questions from Kingsworthy Primary School in Manchester. Now, just before the news, let's hear from the Reverend Richard Coles.
On Saturday Live this week, we tread in the pattering footsteps of Rudolf Nureyev, whose ballet pump is treasured by a lady in Blackheath. We tread in the thundering hooves of Red Rum as we meet his former stable lad. We tread in the Doc Martin feet of the BNP, with a former member who became one of its most implacable foes. And we tap our toes to fiddler Nigel Kennedy, studio guest star. All this plus the inheritance tracks of war reporter Janine DiGiovanni, Left Right, tomorrow morning at 9.
And that's here on BBC Radio 4.